This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The 2011 tsunami that devastated Japan is still depositing debris from the disaster thousands of miles away. This is the sound of the cleanup effort underway in Alaska to deal with shoreline debris from the tsunami and other sources. Tons of debris are being airlifted from the shores and beaches and transported to a barge for disposal. The cleanup has a small amount of funds, $5 million from Japan, and is racing against the seasonal clock to clean up as many areas as possible before winter sets in. Janice Stewart, Tsunami Marine Debris Coordinator for the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, says the cleanup has become a trade-off between the cost to wildlife from disrupting wetland habitats against the value of a debris-free beach.
The tsunami generated hundreds of thousands of tons of debris, much of which moved across the Pacific Ocean, and it was expected to arrive in five states and in British Columbia. But because of the way the currents move, most of the debris is apparently coming into Alaska. We've collected 250 tons that had been cached and were ready to be picked up on an operation, on a barge operation this summer. We expect by the time this large barge comes into Seattle, there will be the equivalent of about 5,000 super sacks of debris. A super sack will hold up to 600 pounds, although we don't load them that full because they have to be airlifted with a helicopter.
How would I notice the additional debris from Japan if I was looking at a typical beach that's right in the firing line of this debris deposit?
Well, the folks who are familiar with these beaches who've been cleaning them for a number of years since before the tsunami, I mean, they are literally on the ground and seeing at some places more than a 50% increase in the amount of debris. We're getting a tremendous amount of foam that was related to some of the Japanese building practices, tremendous numbers of loose items, oyster buoys, other kinds of fishing buoys, kerosene cans, tanks, all these kinds of things that are washed away from an urban environment. In a number of areas, the debris will impact fishing sources, and these large styrofoam buoys that come up, they're huge. They're three times the size of a garbage can. The styrofoam of all sorts breaks into minute particles that can't be picked up, and all of that stuff is entering into the water stream, it's entering into the fish streams, and then at a microscopic level, the phthalates that are going into the waters from the plastics are having a very serious impact on food sources, on fisheries, and that's a problem globally.
How urgent is it to try and recycle some of this material rather than just to throw it in a landfill?
Well, recycling would be an ideal situation. The problems are many with recycling, getting to the debris, getting it picked up, getting it to a place where there's the ability to do sorting for recycling. And in Alaska, we have no manufacturing. We have no recycling efforts happening locally. So it all has to travel outside, which is what we call the United States.
How long will the weather permit you to continue this cleanup, and how much of the debris will still be left come spring of next year?
Well, the cleanup season in Alaska is fairly short. It's in some areas of the state, it can start in May, and it'll go through early September. Most of our operations on the beaches are completed now. And unfortunately, at this point, we don't have any funding available through that Japanese funding to do any additional work next year. And it's safe to say that the quantities of debris that are being brought in this year could be duplicated year after year.
Janice Stewart is Alaska Tsunami Marine Debris Coordinator with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. Jenna, good luck and thanks so much.
Thank you.
To see photos of the cleanup going on in Alaska right now, visit thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.